Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Office. This is I Am Tone Dix.
I'm a Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian state. She's a bearded wonder. What?
Good day, Tony.
Nikki Skates, how you doing?
How we doing?
Sound good?
The Tiger boost hit. So that was massive. I needed that for my bankroll. My bankroll has taken quite a blow the past couple weeks, so that was very nice. Uplifting day. Let's hope.
Mitt, how are you?
I am doing very good, Tony.
Last night was pretty good.
Pretty wishy-washy for me. That's how the last couple nights have been.
NHL stung for me, but Celtics covered. You were good. What, 4-1?
Yes, sir.
We have Bruce Lefty in studio to start show. Why? Because the Masters is in full swing. Conn Smith just went to 6-under.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful day.
Down at Let's go! Sorry.
What happened?
Fucking Brewers score.
Brewers score!
Let's go! Hell yeah.
Put out a tweet earlier today. Our first bet, my first bet of the season was Brewers, first five, result, which it's not money line, because money line you could tie, you could push. Result, you have to, it's basically minus a half. Brewers just scored. Let's go! Ty was on it. You on it too?
Yeah, I'm on the full game.
What's that?
Were you on it?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, I set that one up.
Sorry. I was on it. Thank you, Tony.
I'm okay. A full game guy, by the way.
Okay, well, we won't ask you about baseball then. sorry for cutting you off there. Ty came through the window and gave me a thumbs up. No. So I got fucking pumped. Conn Smith, -6. Sungjae is -4-7, which is insane. Danny Willett's at 3. Berger's at 3. Neiman's at 3. I got Berger and Neiman first round winners. So not looking great now with Conn Smith.
Conn Smith, -6.
Huh? -6.
Huh. Jeez. Yeah. So Cam Smith flying out of the gate. He's absolutely pin seeking out there. Kind of like the nightmare scenario when, you know, I was kind
did
of
did you take
tapping.
Him or something?
No. What's
that? Did you take him?
Yeah. I think Gump did. Yeah. He was one of probably two guys, I think him and Dustin Johnson, who I was most scared of with the Scottie Scheffler and Koepka bets. And here we are with Cam Smith set to basically wire to wire the field. He is now +310.
Would you calm down? It's Thursday.
He's
dude.
3-1 right now.
You're live. Out here talking about wire to wire.
Cam Smith. Once he gets the lead, he doesn't let it go.
Yeah, I might be reverse jinxing. I might be reverse jinxing the guy. But
all you want,
no, I think we're ready to put the green jacket on Cam Smith right now.
You are. I hate you. I fucking hate you. Listen,
he does this shit all the time.
I do love it. No, Scottie Scheffler off to a good start, too. He's 3-under. And then, you know, the afternoon guys just getting started, should be some exciting stuff. I think Morikawa is 1-over right now. Koepka is even through 3. Xander as well, even through 4. Cantley and Rahm in that kind of grouping or you know, similar tee times, just getting started. So it should be
Corey Connor saying
should be a hell of a weekend.
Oh, yeah. Listen, the tournament is setting up great right now. As Nick said, Tiger fucking boost hit earlier.
Hell yeah.
There is reports. I mean, the wind is coming through right now. The wind will be there tomorrow as well. So, I mean, it's going to be an issue for these boys all week long. But -6 is a hell of a start for Conn Smith.
For sure. No doubt about it.
So are you, since you think he's going to wire, are you going to take him 3-1 right now to win or?
No. I'm just kind of casting spells over here. Sam Burns off to a slow start, which is bad for me. So Scotty and Koepka, I'm still feeling good about, but these matchup bets are starting to look a little shaky. Yeah,
a couple of my horses still in the race. Like I said, Berger, Neiman, Kokrak's having a nice little first round.
Yeah.
Bill's out. Torres is -1-4. Rory's -1-2. Guys that I took that aren't doing well. JT's +2. Finau's +1. Lowry's +1. I mean, that's not terrible.
Yeah, I mean, JT, they were talking about putting the green jacket on him before the tournament even started. So
they always do that.
Yeah.
I feel like he hasn't played well at a fucking major in a while, too. I could be wrong.
No, it has been a while. Morikawa, I'm curious about it at +1. See if he kind of trends up.
He hasn't, I feel like he hasn't played quite a while. Yeah, I didn't know how either.
Quite some time.
But we will see.
That's why there's 4 rounds, you know?
Correct.
Doesn't end on day 1.
No, it does not.
Sungjae, man. Well, shout out.
apparently, according to Bruce, it is over after right now.
Cam Smith, he's fucking calm. He's fucking.
Listen,
is he falling back now?
He has a. What do you mean? Is he falling back?
Or is he 5 under?
No, he's minus six or 16. Unless 16. He just bogeyed something and I didn't see it. He
might have an eagle on 17.
The broadcast Christ. That I'm watching is that he's still 6 under.
Yep. So he's 3 to 1. Scotty's down to 8 to 1. John Rahm at his opening line of 12 to 1. Rory 14.
That's because Rory's off to a nice. He's off to a nice start.
Golly, I'm fading him every way that I possibly could have.
Why do you hate Rory?
I don't know. He typically falls apart.
Okay, Augusta. I'm watching Cam Smith's drive here on 17.
What par?
17 is a par 4, 440, and he. It's tailing a little right.
Absolutely stripes.
Picking up his tee. Yeah, he's in the fairway. He's all right.
Legend.
All right. Thank you, Bruce.
I bet right. Bruce.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Good job, Bruce.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Good job, Lefty.
Okay. Today we have. Oh, no, Joaquin.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Did he put in the drink? I can't tell. Anyways, now he's in the sun. We have a Masters. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
Little update there. We'll keep you updated. Tiger is about to, he's on the par 3 16th. We have a full NHL slate on the ice. We've got an NBA slate.
Hell yeah.
And opening day.
Hell yeah.
We have a guest coming on in 8 minutes for opening day.
Hmm. Let's fucking here we go.
As far as the games are concerned, what are the... We are... Oh, no. Oh, no, that's fine. Wait.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
What's going on?
Okay. The Brewers had the bags full and they still only got one.
Oh, no.
Bottom four, one out, though. For those of you who rode along. What time's the next game?
4:15, my friend.
Oh, we got time. Buccos and Cardinals. I'm not taking anything anyways.
Hold the phone.
Buccos did just sign fucking Brian Hayes to an 8-year deal this morning, though.
Heard they put the screws to him.
Good.
Of course they did.
Heard the deal stinks.
Of course they did.
Well, 8 years, $80 million.
It's hard to
good
argue.
Good young talent. You got to lock him down early before you trade him.
Is he good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gumby?
He's decent. I mean,
okay. He's a guy that, though, like in 2 years, 3 years, could have probably got like one of those, like, if things keep going well, yeah. Like a 7-year, $230 million deal. So them locking him up for 8 for $80.
Yep.
Not a bad deal.
Classic Pirates.
Classic Buccos.
Fucking Ben Charrington at the helm.
Classic Buccos. Okay. Before we have Consig on in 5 minutes, let's say we do NBA tonight.
Maybe we, what's Cleveland, Kansas City, 4:10?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I should probably get.
It is at 4:10. You taking anything there?
Yeah, I'm taking Bieber, first five money line.
Okay.
Cleveland's won 16 of 21 in KC. Greinke was terrible the second half of last year.
He was.
Bieber's a fucking guy. Give me Cleveland first five money line, please.
I love Bieber. Big Bieber guy. For some reason, if you met Cleveland's bats last year were fucking terrible. Not that KC was much better. I'm staying away from this one.
Jeez.
Biebs had a 13.5 ERA in spring training. Not that, I don't know if that means anything or not.
It's our boy, dude.
I know he is.
I love him. Fan of the program.
Great guy.
Opening day.
Don't try to fucking, don't do what you're doing to me.
Turkey all over again.
What are you talking about, turkey all over again? Don't. I'm staying away.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, I'm staying away.
Jeez.
Don't fucking do this.
Our guy.
Let's go to the association. Let's do it before Consig gets on. Okay. Do you have anything in the association tonight?
I have two-piece.
I
don't know. Three-piece, actually.
I have a three-piece as well.
Yeah.
Had a four-piece, but I had to delete one. The one that I deleted, it was Boston plus eight. They're now plus 8.5 against Milwaukee. Jason Tatum's not playing.
Fuck.
Mitt, when are you going to check the lineups?
Tony, the thing about this is I checked the lineups in the morning, and these last couple games, it's been happening all season, but these last couple games, they have been changing these lineups basically as this show has started, so I've been kind of getting fucked. I have a horrible cash out option now. Yeah.
Why don't you wait to put in the bet in until after the show?
Because then I have no idea what I'm talking about during the fucking show.
Get in there early, dude.
Jalen Brown's still going to play.
8.5?
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee's not playing for shit either. Come on.
Is Giannis in?
Shouldn't be. Fucking sit him.
He's a game time decision. I believe they are playing for something, though, aren't they?
Dude.
They are. So, Celts, Bucks, and 76ers are all within half a game of each other.
Still?
Yep, still.
So what, like, does that even really matter right now? Like, other
what,
than home field, like, or a home court on like a seventh game, like that's like really the only thing, right?
You don't want to be first. I don't care how good a team is. There's no team in this world who's sitting there going, "Give me the fucking Nets in round one."
I want to be at four.
Three or four.
I'd rather you want to be three, so you play the Bulls.
Isn't it like the Bulls or the Cavs if you're three or four?
Bulls are sixth seed. Right now the Cavs are seventh, but Brooklyn is going to play the Cavs in the play-in.
Oh, shit. I always forget about – the play-in's so fucking confusing to me.
It is, isn't it?
It is kind of weird how they do it.
Yeah, so if you're the 10 seed, you have to win two games, right? And if you're the 8 seed, you only have to win one. And then the 7 plays 9. The 7, you have to win one game. 9, you have to win two.
No.
Wait, what
the – I have to be re – if I remember correctly, it was the winner, 7 and 8 play each other. Okay. The winner is the 7 seed. And then the loser has to play the winner of 9 and 10.
That's so hilarious.
It started with the bubble, right?
Yes.
We don't need it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it does make it exciting for the.
But like, I don't think a 7 seed should be in it.
A 10 seed shouldn't make the fucking playoffs.
Like, I could see like 8 and 9 in a 1-game playoff.
Well, now the Nets, Hawks, and Hornets are separated by one game.
Yeah, but like 7 seed fucking should be in.
Well, the Cavs are only one game up on the Nets.
Yeah,
it's a big clusterfuck right now. But let's move forward.
I have one bet in the association.
Okay, what is it?
Actually, and it is the Toronto Raptors money line +104. Toronto Raptors have been playing well, and the Philadelphia 76ers are going up there. I don't think they're going to play Embiid or Harden. I just don't really. I think they should sit them, so that's why I threw this. And I like Toronto.
They're not sitting them, but if you think they should, that's.
Well, Tony, we have no fucking idea. Let's be honest. We have no fucking idea who's going to end up playing.
I'm also on Toronto just because I like them.
+2, yeah. 76ers.
Yeah, +1.5.
Also, not good in Canada, just like Atlanta. covered in 1-5 in Toronto. Covered in 1-5 against Toronto. Haven't covered in 4 road games. Have covered 1-7 as a road favorite. Give me the Raps +2.
We are all on Toronto. I am also on the Spurs.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Got them this morning at +8.5 at Minnesota. Spurs are 8-2 in their last 10. They're playing good basketball, so I'm going to ride the Spurs. Had them the other night at 8.5, and they won outright. I'll do it again.
Yeah, Spurs covered 4 straight. 4 straight is a dog. Timberwolves covered 1-5. My only worry is Spurs, for whatever reason, do not play well in Minnesota, but I will take the 8.5.
Okay, and then my last one is
Memphis.
They're going to keep giving us Memphis. I know Memphis is nothing to play for. They're in the 2 seed, but
these boys play.
I'll keep taking Memphis as a dog +4.5.
Yep.
Give me Memphis.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right, so we had the same exact picks.
There we go.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
And Memphis, baby.
It's a fucking 3-way team ride.
Okay.
Jeez.
Now, without
pop on the bus.
Without further ado, Guppy and I said, "Who do we need to have on for opening day? Who's a guy that loves baseball betting?
Fucking stick tap
just as much as we do, and it's a man who hails from Las Vegas, Nevada,
by way of
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hell yeah!
A man who worked in the sports book for a long 20 plus years easily. A man who's got multiple podcasts, multiple shows, Bostonian versus the Book, on Sports Grid, multiple hours every day. at Sportsbook Consigliere on Twitter, our good friend, Dave Sharapan.
Baby Dave.
Let's go. What's opening day.
Oh, no, nice cap. Come
on.
Dude.
Opening day.
I even got the wristband on to call pitches. I'm ready to go. I got the cold gear on. This hat is from 1979. This is an actual game used Doc Ellis hat. Got to break this shit out.
Does it still have the LSD in it?
You don't get to wear it that often, Diggs.
Does it still have the LSD in it?
It probably does. I'm afraid to even move this too quick. This is when they took the Bills and they put this in their back pocket. This thing's all, it's crunchy, and I don't know what is in this hat. There's a lot of shit in this hat, I'm telling you.
You got any action on Cubs and Brewers?
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And under. We had first run, no inning, or no run in the first inning.
Yep.
So that one worked out okay. And we got Milwaukee and under sweating that early.
Yeah, I'm on the Brewers first five result, so I need them to close this one out. I thought about taking the under. I don't know. Hendricks had a tough outing last year in his debut, so I didn't touch it. Is it a weather, just like cold weather unders to start the season? Is that what you're looking at there? Or just
that's what I was there. Yeah. And like, you know, when you hear some, a lot of times at Wrigley Field, you hear that wind, oh, it's blowing out, and people automatically bet over and all that other stuff. Burns has been so good.
Yeah.
And the Brewers, I bet him under. April for me is good pitchers and unders, you know. And, I mean, I don't know. It may be a little bit different now because we got National League's got DHs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we had a shortened spring training, so maybe the pitchers aren't going to be as far ahead of the batters as usual. I don't know. But sticking with what I know, April's is unders and really good pitchers.
Okay. Before we dive in today, did you do futures in baseball before the season starts? Did you do anything like that?
So there's usually a contest that I do with, I pick all the season wins, and I didn't get a chance to do it this year. So I didn't really do too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I like betting against the bad teams, like the Orioles under. I think they lose 100 games. People have been telling me for 2 weeks how the Pirates are not going to win 64 and a half games. I think that's bullshit. I think they're going to win 65 or more. Whoa. Every year I got to hear this shit, Diggs.
Well, are you
drinking the fucking Blue Jays Kool-Aid like everybody else in the world?
Whoa, Gumpy. The whole United States is backing his team along with Canada. Everybody thinks the Blue Jays just punched their ticket to the pennant. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's unfortunate. I'm not sure. Yeah, there's a lot of good teams in that division to go through to even win that division, let alone make the playoffs, my friend.
Everybody's discounting your Red Sox pretty easily. Yeah. Like, this is going to be a quick drop-off from last year. I don't know. What about the Rays? The Rays are just there every year.
Yeah, every year they're good. Red Sox got Story. He's great. I do worry about the Sox pitching since Sale cannot stay healthy. And we today announced that we don't have a starter or a closer because Matt Barnes can't throw harder than 92 miles per hour.
Not good. That's not good for a closer. We got to throw faster than 92.
Yeah. Hey, Consig, we are heading to the bottom of five. Brewers up 1-0. Before we get into the rest of the games today, what's Vegas like for the Masters? Pretty cool?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Tiger played in the Masters. By the way, I saw this guy. Who is this guy, Lefty? He come on with that bullshit yesterday and started bad-mouthing Tiger. That's like, Lefty, what was that?
Listen, scumbag, Consig. He's a scumbag.
That's Lefty.
It's hard to – I mean, we can't explain this guy to you. He's a sales guy, and he's from New York, so he's just a scumbag to deal – like, in general, to start with. And then he comes on and starts – it's unbelievable.
It was unbelievable because Tiger coming back is, like, the biggest story – in sports right now. Yeah. And him playing pretty good. He looks unbelievable in that Azalea shirt, that color. Ooh. I'm ready to order that shirt right now. He's playing good. Him making the cut. Like, how are you rooting against that? You got to see him make the cut.
Hey, that's Lefty. Lefty.
No one is going to root against that. But like, are the sports books a little bit more active because of the Masters?
On the weekend, Diggs.
Okay.
Like, as the weekend gets going and you see the as long as everybody's in it, when it's a runaway, there's no bus. But as long as like people have multiple tickets or multiple opportunities to have the winner, like, this guy Cam Smith is putting up a big number here. Mm-hmm. If somebody runs away with it, eh. But, like, usually April in the book, Masters weekend, you got baseball going on. You normally have the last day of NBA, which is trash. The whole NBA this past week has been insane.
Well,
just
you.
Crazy.
Awesome. We agree.
I love it.
You usually have NHL playoffs, too, starting this weekend. But, you know, the NHL started later and extended it for the Olympic break. So, yes, there's a lot of stuff going on. And then we got the draft here in 2 weeks. So, it's craziness.
I forgot about the draft. We're going to have you back on for that for sure. I'm hoping the weather the next 2 days keeps this thing close so that we do have a Sunday. Because it's supposed to be cold and windy the next 2 days. And I know the boys don't like that. So, hopefully they keep it close. But, all right, hey, let's get back into the baseball for today. These next, what are there, 6-7 games left? Is there anything that sticks out to you that you like more than anything else?
Well, listen, I know that, Tony, you have this disrespect for the coin. I don't want to start any shit, but a lot of this baseball betting is coin flipping early on in the season. So try to shy away from the sides and look more to the totals.
Okay.
The only total that I like today, or the side that I like today, is Houston. Yeah. And I feel like I might be falling into a trap.
Nah, because you're not.
We're with you.
The numbers on Ohtani are going to be inflated during the season because a lot of people like him and a lot of people are going to bet him. But that's Houston against Ohtani. I like Houston. I like that game under. So that's it, really, for the whole day. Other than I think the Pirates cover the run line.
Okay.
I think if they lose, they lose by
one. They normally jump out quick.
What?
Normally, in the beginning of the season, normally in April, they're a decent team.
I don't want to jinx it. I think you're right. I'm hoping you're right. I mean, usually we're eliminated by Memorial Day.
Well, yeah, but in April.
I want to last longer than the Penguins. Like, that's all I want. I just want to be in contention longer than the Penguins and win more than 64.5 games. Okay. Is that too much to ask?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You said yes. Was that Nikki?
Yeah, it was Nick, yeah.
Come on, Nick.
Snutting, Dave. I can't get behind him until he's gone.
Just took some poor kiddo back and rinsed him for his future on that deal today.
Man, oh, man.
Dave, I agree.
Held that kid down and broke
it. All right.
That kid hostage forced his fucking signature on that piece of paper.
Pal and I agree with you on Houston. We're taking them first five plus the half.
You get Astros as a dog. You take the Astros as a dog.
I know a lot of people are like, they talk about Ohtani and they got Trout back and Rendon and good lineup, blah, blah, blah. But Houston is Houston. So you get Houston at plus. We're always going to take that. One thing we were talking about earlier today, and I wonder what the line has dropped to now, and it keeps dropping because this team, the Padres last year, were a fan favorite. Like, their number was juiced. But today, they're down to 136. I know it was like 150 this morning. Is there any reason why you think Darvish, it's going that way against Mad Bum, who started last season giving up 6-5-6 in his first three starts before. I think Mad Bum's at a point in his career where he's like, I'll get it figured out during the season. Any reason why you think the Padres, why the numbers moving that way?
I think you'll see when you start to pay attention that the dog money will show up a lot in April. The bad guys bring it because a lot of these things are probably closer to being coin flips. So they kind of hammer down the line when it's high. They take the dog like early in the morning or midday. That's when they come in. So there's no other reason than that. I mean, Darvish is the Padres' best starter. The Padres are supposed to be, I believe, like a 25-win better team than the Diamondbacks. I think the Diamondbacks are going to be one of the worst teams in baseball this year, boys. I just don't think in that division, I don't really think they're going to compete. I don't think they're going to make any much better than last year. So, I mean, looking at it early, I would look to take San Diego at this point. Mm-hmm. But again, I feel like early this season, really try to caution on the sides. A lot of in-game stuff. I like to bet the runs, no runs, first inning, and during the game you know, when you get certain guys coming up, I like to do that. I mean, are you watching this golf in-game betting that's available on the FanDuel app? It's unbelievable what's going on.
I have. It is unbelievable. I just want to let you know, I just lost my first bet of the year for baseball. So we're off to a hot start.
Cubs. What happened?
Cubs scored one in the bottom of fifth.
Oh, no.
Always happens. Fucking always happens.
Bottom of the fifth.
We're back.
Today, the first game, you got to get beat in the bottom of the fifth?
We're back, Kinsig. This is how it goes.
Oh, the sweat is real.
Oh, it
every
is. Every
damn
is,
day.
There is nothing like a good baseball sweat. So, yeah, while you were talking, Pal and I, Gumpy and I, we're going to take the flyer on San Diego as well.
Yeah, I'm on Darvish. San Diego, for whatever reason, does struggle in Arizona.
Do they?
Well, fuck off.
Yeah, really badly. I don't understand why. But yeah, at -136, you got to take the Padres first five. Have to.
You said it. Like, the D-backs are supposed to be potentially the worst team in
much
the
MLB. As I love Mad Bum, I will die on Mad Bum plus a half a lot this season.
Mad Bum ain't hitting no more.
I don't know.
He's not. D8. Mad Bum was huge when he was hitting in the lineup. It was a little bit of an advantage. Now he ain't hitting. In April is usually pretty good. So I think you get a pretty good effort from Darvish today.
Oh, let's hope. Cubs just homered 3-1 Cubs bottom no. five.
Oh God, the wheels the are Cubs. Off.
the wheels are Corbin. Corbin four perfect innings and then the fifth got him. Fuck. I don't know. Have you looked at anything tomorrow yet? Because I haven't.
For baseball?
Yeah, I assume that's a no.
Are you crazy?
What do you got? What do you got on the ice tonight?
I'm trying to make sense of the NBA and the NHL tonight.
What do you got on the ice? I mean,
you guys already went over to NBA.
Nah, yeah, a little bit. Yeah. We're on the Pops. We're on Toronto, the Spurs, and Memphis.
Toronto, the Spurs, and Memphis. Damn, that sounds like a three-teamer that actually is going to win.
Okay. Jeez. Well, they keep giving us Memphis's dogs. Even
it
though
don't make no sense. That was a crusher the other night when they lost that in overtime.
That was, but they keep getting us Memphis' dogs because Jaw's out, even though they're like 21-2 or 21-3 when Jaw's out. So we're on them just because the Spurs have been playing good basketball. They won as an outright +8.5 the other night. We're on them. And then Toronto, tell you what, you came on here and I don't know if you and Gumpy got into it about the Sixers or not, but Sixers haven't been playing great basketball.
The Sixers are not playing good basketball at all. So I got a couple costume changes because I looked at the board and I said, I got to come on like this. You know I get on there every day with Morency and Cam.
Happy birthday, Cam.
Happy birthday, Cam.
You know what I mean?
That's right. Thank you for telling him that. He's hopefully going to be
watching. Did Morency tell him that on air before he tweeted him at 11 p.m. after working with him all day, or did he forget?
What the fuck, Cam?
Why are the Raptors dogs today, boys?
Because everyone loves the Sixers. Remember after two games, Harden and fucking Embiid were Shaq and Kobe? Remember that? I remember that. That's something that happened this year.
I remember that too. And apparently that sounds like that's going to be a first round exit in the playoffs. Ooh, the Sixers are... I don't know what they are right now. And no Thibault tonight, which, again, I don't know how big or how much that is, but I can't figure out this line. The move came to go on Philadelphia. I don't get it. I think it's coming back, boys. I think you got the right side with Toronto.
Is that because Thibault's not fucking vaccinated?
It's apparently so.
Yeah, it is. Anything else you like in the association before we ask you about the ice? Because the ice has not been the kindest of places lately.
Well, I wanted to ask Gumpy if he had any idea about the Celtics and Milwaukee game. Because the Celtics, legitimately, this might be the Eastern Conference Finals matchup, Celtics-Milwaukee. And I know maybe not everybody's going to play for the Celtics coming off the back-to-back. But
Tatum's out already.
Yeah.
So is Horford, but
Big Al is secretly the Celtics. Fucking, he makes it go when they got rid of Horford or when Horford left to the Sixers. They were not the same. Horford comes back, Celtics are the Celtics again. Like, for whatever reason, I've always loved Al Horford, but he stirs the drink for the Celtics for whatever reason.
All right, I told Matty P I would ask you guys about that. He said to say hello. I was hoping you'd come on and say that the Bucks are going to kick the Celtics' ass tonight. Nah. Just because I know he's watching.
Nah.
I think you got to lay it. I think this number tells you a story, right? I tell you, I say that all the time, that when he give you this number, they're putting this out there for you to take the Celtics. I don't think tonight's the night to do it. I think the Bucks run them out.
Yeah, I get the thinking there.
That was like the Celtics line last night against the Bulls. That was. I mean,
we were right?
on, so. Bulls are on a back-to-back. Like, that was absurd. And it came down before tip. It got down to -6 before tip.
Yeah, complete fake nonsense bullshit. The Bulls, listen, people in Chicago, I mean, I know you want this team to be good. They're not. They're probably going to lose in the first round, too. They just can't beat good teams. They're just they padded their season wins with beating all the bad teams. They can't beat a good team.
Skates, is there any NHL games that interest you that you would like to bounce off Mr. Sharapan?
I mean, there's a lot of them, especially with the way I've gone lately. But one that sticks out to me for Mr. Sharapan is, can Buffalo keep pace in a game with Carolina again, even after Carolina lost to them 4-2, Carolina's kind of on a schneid a little bit here. The Sabres playing some incredible hockey here to close out the season. Big value on them as dogs. Could they do it again, possibly?
Well, you see that number? First of all, Nikki, don't get mad at me. I'm still
I hear you. I get it.
What the fuck is this?
You're a rambling, gambling man. I understand.
A fucking rags hat when they're playing the Pens tonight?
What is this?
Listen, it's not personal. It's just business. I tell you that shit all the time. The Rangers are going to beat the Penguins again.
Again?
All the Rangers do is beat the Penguins.
They are home
it's
dogs.
It's annoying as hell. Nikki, am I right?
I don't love it, Consig. I don't love it, but I understand it.
All right, it ain't personal. I'm just telling you. So Rangers, small favorite tonight. They're probably going to win. Last time I came on a show, I gave you like four games. I think I went 0-4, one out of four. So I could be wrong, too. I don't know shit. I say it all the time. Right. Nobody knows shit.
Listen, that doesn't matter, because when you come on here, as long as you give reasoning for your bet and it's sound reasoning and you back it up,
yep,
nothing wrong with that.
Yep. Well, no, I mean, the Penguins have been favored against the Rangers a couple times, and they just haven't won. The Rangers have owned them. So that's why I like that one. Nikki, I 100% think Buffalo can hang with Carolina.
Puck line even. I'm talking just keep it within one.
You know what's weird?
They're live to win the game.
You know what's
this line is ridiculously inflated. The Buffalo Sabres have been really good for the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Every night, Cam takes them. Every single night he takes him, he's got paid off.
I'll say what's weird here. Normally, if you're a $4 favorite, it's 2.5 on the puck line, but they're not giving you the 2.5. It's just a 1.5.
Well, Carolina don't score enough to get that to put that thing at 2.5. They just don't. So, I mean, the total's only 6.
He said it's so strictly business. Gambling's only business.
That's all. Just business. What about Toronto and Dallas? I mean, I just found this out about Gumpy. Like, he really likes the Dallas Stars. What the hell is that? I can't believe that.
Well, we've got...
Hey! Fuck you! That Rangers hat! What is
that? Whoa.
Aren't you usually busy right now? I am. I am. I was literally on a call. I'm eating some wings. I look over on the screen. I see you wearing the Willie Stargell hat. I'm like, this guy's fucking awesome. Good to see you. I walk away. I come back. You got a fucking Rangers cap on? We're playing them tonight, Consig.
I know. I feel I'm.
I can't hear you.
Pat,
I'm sorry.
The Rangers are going to win.
What do you say?
The Rangers are going to win.
Oh, fuck off. You don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing. I say that all the time. But, like, I don't want to mess with you. Coming off that WrestleMania thing.
Thank you.
Like, I definitely don't want to fuck with you. You flipped off ropes.
Yep.
You did the stunner. Ding. You did all that shit.
Bingo.
I'm just telling you, the Rangers are going to win, Pat. I don't know what to tell you.
What's this deal? Nick, is that real or is that wrong?
It's very troubling, Pat. The Rangers have beaten the Penguins twice in the past,
Fuck everybody. I didn't expect this.
What is this?
Look what you did.
What is this about?
Tony hates the Penguins.
That's not true.
Sid hates the Penguins. Really, the only person that roots for the Penguins is you, Pat.
Your microphone's off. Good call.
Yeah, I'm not. Thank you, Nick.
Shut up.
Got his mic off.
I don't know why he's in here. The Wings aren't playing tonight, pal. They fucking stink. Take a hike.
All right, fuck this. That's it. That's it.
Thank you. What's he doing? Yes! We like that. It's opening day. That's it.
Joven Day, don't worry about the pens.
We are family. What the fuck was I even thinking? I can't even believe I tried to pull that shit.
Hi, baby Jay. That's good.
And you already put enough bad juice in the air, though. Golly! It's sick!
He's right.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
He's right.
Listen, it might be, I'm gambling might be a business out in Vegas, but here.
That's Pittsburgh, baby.
It's on the sleeves. It's worn on the sleeves.
What about the fucking Cougars walking into your town and fucking dancing?
Kick their ass.
The fucking Golden Knights and that bum Jack Eichel.
Man, oh man, listen. That line was so wrong yesterday. It's so inflated.
To high hell.
Come on. But listen, tonight, Gumpy, as good as the line was last night on the Cougars, what is this ridiculous bullshit we're looking at today? I know Arizona's bad, but the Cougars price, Gump, that's a little steep.
Well, no? I'll tell you what we do here, Consig. We take Cougars to win in 60 minutes at minus 130, my friend.
Let me tell you why.
You always see these angles. I don't ever do that. I just do the lines. I just look at the lines.
Let me tell you why the line is the way it is. It's probably because Arizona's starting a guy called Harry Sateri in net.
Hold the phone.
Harry Sateri.
Is that his name?
Hold the phone. Sateri's in net.
Sateri.
I did not know this. I don't know.
Sateri?
Is he the number one overall pick in the last draft?
He's the number one overall pick in 1997.
1997.
He's a Finn. He's from Finland. He was drafted in 2008. I don't know if he's seen NHL.
2008 is his first game.
Harry Sateri?
Is he driving the Zamboni?
Come on.
He played 9 games for the Florida Panthers.
Harry Sateri, this ain't real, dude.
This can't be right. This can't be right. We can't. There's no way we can have a guy playing in NHL named Harry Sateri.
Why is the line 176 then?
Because they played last
stinks.
Night.
The line stinks.
Is Halak in net?
Halak is the guy.
Oh, no. Have you watched Halak at all this year? Have you followed Mr. Halak and Sig?
Is this an over? This has to be an automatic over.
Halak will either stand on his head or let in a snowman. Six. Yeah.
Six is a nice number because, you know, you get the push there. Get a nice
Dave, tell me
there.
About the Stars and the Leafs. I'm conflicted. Right.
You don't need to know nothing. It's a live pop, baby. Texas hockey.
Are you out of your mind? Who's playing better hockey in the league right now than Toronto?
Fuck, they gave up a 6-goal lead to the Panthers.
Panthers may win a Stanley Cup, Gump. That's a hard back-to-back. They beat Tampa and they had to play the Panthers back-to-back. Now they go to Dallas. How do you even like the Dallas Stars as a hockey team?
Hold the phone. Let me tell my goddamn story before you fucking shit all over me. My dad played softball with a guy who was on the Stanley Cup team that lost to the Penguins.
Goddamn.
Brad Palmer.
I remember that guy.
Yes, he gave me his gloves from that series as a child.
No way.
Here we are. Fucking.
You still got the gloves?
Are you kidding me? What are you talking about? Of course
they do. Are they Coopers or CCMs?
CCM.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good gear.
Good stuff.
Great
gear. Good color on the North Stars gloves, too.
They were the best colors ever.
Yeah. Fucking bellows. You ever seen that clip, Consig?
Lay on the Madonna. Ice, bellows.
Kevin Stevens and fucking, what's his name?
Trottier.
Giving it to bellows when he's going for a face-off.
I was at the game. I was at every game.
Was that your fucking camcorder that caught it?
Man, oh man, that was a heated series. That was fantastic. I can't believe. All right, so your roots run deep.
Yeah.
All right, that's good because I thought you picked up this team when they moved to Dallas or something.
I've been beating some other Texas bullshit.
All right, that's fair.
For a long time.
They're still losing tonight, Gump.
Nah,
I'm sorry.
Plus 130 money line. Come on, that's a fucking gift.
Nikki, tell them. Who do you like?
Dude, I'm leaning Leafs, but I've been so bad this entire week. I've lost almost every bet I've placed. And Gumpy just stays true to what he knows, and that's the Cougars and Texas hockey and Florida Panthers when Bobrovsky's in that, and it's paid off for him. I might have to side with Gump on this one just out of pure ignorance because I stink.
Leafs do play well in Dallas. I will give you that.
I like the Leafs.
Stars have won 5 of 7 as a home dog.
Are we taking the Coils against the Kings or what? Oof.
That's a big game for the playoffs.
Situation. Listen to this. I was looking at Edmonton too. I thought, oh boy, that's tasty. I like that. Then I see LA's 15-3 straight up in its last 18 at home against Edmonton.
Ooh.
Oh my God. Under. That screams under to me. That's what that screams. That screams playoff game, right?
Yeah.
So that screams under. And then the shit game of the day is Montreal and New Jersey.
Oof. Yeah.
Just bet that one over. The chat likes to have a lock. I don't like to use the word lock.
No, we don't.
We don't use the word lock.
Nah, don't need to.
But this is a really good play. Montreal and New Jersey over.
Okay. All right.
How'd we do?
I think we got
exhausted.
I think we got to the bottom of everything.
Frankfurt's
What do you got?
Frankfurt's beating Barcelona right now.
Jesus. What do we got the rest of the day, Kinsick?
I got to go take a damn nap. I got Sports Grid and SiriusX up with Morency and Cam for 2 hours, and I finished the last hour with Dane and Wetzel.
Wetzel the pretzel?
After that, I'm just going to watch golf, guys. I'm so excited to watch this and just have Tiger in the mix, but like they're already posted in. Cam Smith is going in as 6 under. But there's guys right behind him, 4, 3, 3, 3. This is going to be great, man. Masters golf is as good as it gets. A tradition like no other.
I agree. Thank you so much. Go for it at SportsBK Consig.
At SportsBK Consig on the Twitter. The shows are Cash Considerations, Bostonian versus the Book. Even do 8 in a Box with another West Virginia guy, Brad Howe.
Okay.
Sure. It's all over the place, brother. And, you know, thanks for having me on Hammer. Don. I love fucking coming in here.
Hey, we can't thank you enough. We love you when you're here. Good luck tonight, pal.
Let's go. See you, boys.
See ya.
Stick tops.
Stick tops for Consig.
Stick tops.
I love when Consig comes on.
It's good luck.
He's a man who can add something to all sports conversation.
Oh, fuck. I wanted to show him my Indians hat. Fuck.
Cleveland?
No, Indianapolis. Dude, the AAA team for the Pirates.
Yeah, I have that hat, too.
Yeah, it's
fucking awesome. When's their season start?
Their season starts today. No, it starts tonight, dude. Tonight? With a doubleheader at the Vic. What do you mean?
They're playing tonight?
They played
tonight? Yeah, dude, they're playing tonight. Thursday, greatest day to go.
Have you been to an Indians game here?
No, I'm looking.
They're sweet.
I mean, Mitt's got his own fucking jersey with his name on it.
Oh, I'm going to go make a custom jersey.
I'll go with you. I love going to.
Yeah, anytime.
I
love going down there. Fucking root them all.
Couple ice cold fucking Bud Lights. All right. So to recap everything from there, Gumpy and I are on in the NBA. Toronto plus +1.5 or 2. Spurs +8.5. Memphis +4.5. Mitt is also on Toronto and Memphis, and he's also got. Is that it?
I am also taking Boston. Ah, shit. I'm taking Boston with the 8.
Okay.
Because
I
did it, and I thought Jason Tatum was playing. But hey, I did this last night, and the Spurs the Suns ended up covering.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
Somehow,
some way.
It's all I got that was basketball.
Yep.
MLB, I have Cleveland already started, first 5 money line. I'm taking the Cards first 5 -0.5. I love Wainwright. I can't help myself. Okay. Like we said, Astros first 5 +0.5. And then I'll take Padres first 5 money line. And hockey, Texas hockey money line. And Coover 60 minute.
For MLB, I have had the Brewers first half result. Went up in flames, bottom of 5. Padres first 5 money line, -136 now. Strohs +0.5, -128. That's what I got for baseball. Nick, what do you have for the NHL tonight?
Not touching Pens Rangers, although Consig is right. The Rangers have owned the Pens recently, and they are home dogs currently.
Okay.
Montreal, New Jersey. I will take the Devils at home, -160 on the money line. They're 9-1 straight up in their last 10 against Montreal. Nashville and Ottawa. This one's tricky. But Preds are playing pretty good. 10-5 in the last 15. Preds have won 8 of the last 11 meetings with Ottawa. And
Nick, let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Com Smith just doubled 18 to go to -4.
Okay.
So Bruce gave him the kiss of death. You could thank him for that, pal.
Excellent job, Bruce. Good work. I will be taking the Nashville Predators -178 money line.
What the fuck?
Philadelphia, the Flyers go to Columbus in a rematch tomorrow. In a home and home.
Huh?
He's not coming on tomorrow.
Don't let him.
All right, don't take the Flyers and Jackets.
I'm not. I will take the Jackets.
Oh, you're taking, okay.
They are 13-3 straight up in their last 16 at home against Philly. Although Philly, I mean, that last game they played, Philly had 49 shots on goal, went 0-for-4 in the power play.
That's, yeah, hey, I get what you.
Are we doing? That's Flyers, baby.
But I'm on the Columbus Jackets money line. Buffalo, 1.5 on the puck line, like we talked about with Kinsig. So, you know, even if they don't have to win, just keep it close. Seattle, Chicago, not going to touch. Toronto and Dallas. I explained this earlier, but I'm on Texas hockey with Gumpy.
Hell yeah.
Dallas, they've won 7 of the last 9. They're home. Leafs have to cool off at some point. Cougars in Arizona. Give me the Cougars on the money line as well. Although this was concerning, although Harry Sateri is in net. Arizona 5-1 straight up in their last 6 at home against the Cougars. Calgary and San Jose. I'll take the Flames on the money line, or on the 60-minute money line. Okay. I'm sorry, -120. Sharks have won all 3 meetings against Calgary this season. I don't think they'll go for the sweep. I think Calgary will pull one off. And I'm going to stay away from the Coilers and Kings because that is troublesome. That is going to be a playoff-like atmosphere, I feel like.
Okay.
It's a big game.
DJ's -2-8. He's fucking moving well so far.
The Guardians doing.
Oh, Tony, before we get out of here, I got a 2-leg parlay opening day.
Oh, here we go.
We have no Southside baseball to bet on, so we're taking the St. Louis Cardinals first half money line, Houston Astros first half money line parlayed together +235.
Okay. Hey, it says, I see you getting the half, and fuck it.
It's pretty hype.
It is pretty fucking hype, isn't it?
wait, who's getting the half?
You get the
Astros plus Astros a half.
Plus a half. They're a dog.
Ah, I don't need it.
Exactly.
Smart. Footy tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Bundesliga, I like Dortmund money line at Stuttgart. EPL, I like Wolves double chance at Newcastle. And Ligue 1, I'll take Lorient draw no bet versus Saint Etienne. Thank you.
Oh, motherfucker. Burger. Doubled the fucking 18th as well.
I'm getting crushed in fucking Europa League. Jesus.
That'll happen, Bo. Don't worry about it.
Might have pronounced Barcelona back a little too early.
Ooh. I need a Neiman fucking birdie.
Come on, Rangers.
On 18th. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Full updates on everything. Baseball's back.
West Ham.
It's West Ham till I die.
It's West Ham till I die.
I know I am.
West Ham till I die.
Blowing bubbles.
We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.